never been to South America before, but I found a small part of it in Watts, of all places. In a dingy building pressed against the 110 freeway, I found 25 third graders learning the tango. That's right, the tango.
Together, then the guy steps inside the lady's leg.
Inside the Watts Learning Center, I watched as the children encircled their instructor, each holding a partner. Their teacher, Miss Amanda, demonstrates.
And keep this up, as proud as a rooster, right?
Miss Amanda is Amanda De Jesus. She's an attorney for the State Department of Transportation. She volunteers once a week at the Watts Learning Center.
Everybody has a big load of fear, especially kids. And the beauty of tango is it kind of massages that out of you. I mean, you're aware of it, but you rise to it by carrying yourself beautifully.
Not that she didn't have her doubts.
This music, I always thought, oh God, this is just really too sophisticated for kids. And I also thought, this is really too sexual for little kids. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe that's my Anglo-Saxon hang-up. Maybe male and female isn't about sex, it's about masculinity and femininity.
In fact, none of the participants seemed fazed by it.
Together.
Ani Azia Zoe Scott Anderson says she's teaching her granny how to dance the tango.
Whenever you dance, your feet feels like it's on air. When we first came here, we got to dance how we thought how tango was dancing like, and we was really close. But we're going to be learning a lot of things in tango.
Karin Rosden initiated the Tango Kids program, which began in September. He's only been dancing tango for 5 years himself, but is ready to expand this program to other schools.
This is a great way for them to experience the opposite sex, you know. Instead of them growing up or hanging out in little girl cliques or little boy cliques, here they get to mix and match, they get to dance with each other.
The only drawback is a lack of arts funding throughout the country. Vladimir Estrin is one of the instructors and also runs a website, tangoaficionado.com.
Tango, everybody says it reflects life, and it's very much true so. Because within tango, the reason why it, I think, connects so deeply with so many different people is because it's like no matter what nationality you are, no matter what country you're from, you still find that something that you can relate to within a dance.
For whatever the social dynamic is, they really want to shine. And when they realize that's what you want for them too, it kind of happens. And the beauty of it as a teacher is all that's dear to you when you impart it to a child is like your own blossom.
Look at my shoulders. You're not going like that.
8-year-old Calvin Lowe is quite shy on the playground, but is Miss Amanda's best student.
And I looked at the floor and I saw the feet, how they moved. That's how I learned so quickly.
Miss Amanda says tango improves a child's self-esteem.
To gain a sense of your body and expressing with your body and being proud of it and being aware that the passion and vitality in it is a beautiful thing. To learn that young, I think, is a real blessing.
She also uses imagery to enhance her classes.
You're supposed to press the foot like it's a tongue-tasting ice cream, like you love it. And no booty in the air. Kids are stronger and more sensitive sometimes than we give them credit for.
Austin Carey says he's getting better at tango.
And it's really fun that you get to dance with girls and the tango teach.
I bet the girls feel the same way. It's nice though, isn't it?
You're teaching each other.
It makes me feel great. I practice and I show my parents. They love it. They said, oh, you doing excellent in it. First thing is I get to dance with somebody. It makes me feel happy.
Miss Amanda says the support from the children's third grade teacher makes her job a little easier.
I am the teacher in this class. He's looking directly.
I'm just surprised at how well some of these children have really, and they're sick because it takes a lot of concentration and they like to play a lot.
Cheryl Jackson is no longer a skeptic.
All children, they learn in different ways, okay, and that one do not do well in some areas, but they all have an area they do well in.
She says Calvin, in particular, was the biggest surprise.
He can't keep still. He doesn't always stay on task. But when he's in tango, he's so serious. It really has done a lot for Calvin and his self-esteem. because he was kind of a loner. I noticed he's interacting with the other children more on the playground too now.
Vladimir agrees.
It's putting it through the dance, expressing it through the dance, but in real life, it's exactly the same thing. And that prepares them for the real world. Communication in the workplace, communication within the family, communication as they grow up with the peers, whether it's of the same sex or the opposite sex for that matter.
Tango has already set one little girl on a career path.
When I grow up, I want to be three things. I want to be a veterinarian, and I want to be an animal trainer, and I want to be a tango dancer.
Layla Gulen, Annenberg Radio News.